This is so stupid. I broke up with Finn. Don't know why I'm always calling you, but I am. You've always been there whenever I've had arguments with him, no matter how trivial they were. Listened. Looking back on it, I feel like shit. Barely even talked to you about anything if it wasn't about my relationship and its problems. And here I am doing it again. Oh. It was something you said last week. I was crying to you about Finn. Oh, he never hugged me, never kissed me, never touched me anymore. You told me, and I think I could see your feelings brimming in your mind before you even expressed them. You told me how beautiful he was. You told me the kisses he wasn't giving me were arrows in the heart of Aphrodite, and that the touch I was deprived of had God herself banging on the gates of heaven, shouting at me just to wake up. Gosh, I've never heard anything so beautiful before. I cried even harder. Must have hurt you when I left that day to go back to him. That afternoon, all I got was silent treatment from the man who was supposed to love me, and all I could think about was how you would kiss me if we were together. How you would hug me. Maybe he would actually touch me. Finn walked up to me in that moment, looked me in the eyes, and must have seen what I was thinking because he started another argument about you. I got up and left. I couldn't stand the thoughts I was having, and he was forcing me to confront them. Even right now, my hand is hovering over the delete button. I'm sorry. Went back today. He wasn't home. And I packed my stuff into boxes as tears streamed down my face. And I tried to be quick. I wanted to leave with my stuff before he arrived, but he came home. He didn't even say anything to me. He saw me folding my clothes, putting it all into boxes, said nothing. That's what hurt the most, I think. He just walked back out of the apartment, and I finished up. Finished packing everything. And I'm at my parents' house right now in my old bedroom. I still have that old swing in the back garden. When we were kids, you would always jump off at mid-swing and always scrape your knees. Do you remember? I remember the first aid kit being on a table in the garden every time you came over, just in case. Give anything to sit with you in that garden again. I know I'm gonna regret saying this, but I would give anything for you touch me the way I wanted Finn to, the way I've thought about so many times before. My mind a lot more often nowadays. When I rang you and you didn't pick up, I think I sat staring at the wall for a bit, playing out what I wanted to happen in my head. I wanted you to pick up the phone and hear me cry. I wanted you to drive over here faster than probably legal. I wanted you to cuddle me, to kiss me, to help forget the rest of the world for the rest of our lives. I crave your attention. Yearn for your touch. God, I'm so mad at you for not picking up. I'm sat in a bright pink bed, touching myself free. To open my legs, kiss my thighs, and taste me. I need you to eat me out till I can't think straight. I need you to tease my clit with your tongue and tell me how much you love pleasuring me. I'm so needy right now. You do this to me. When I was at yours a week ago and you let me use your shower, I took longer than I normally would. I wanted you to walk in on me. I considered walking out of the bathroom with no towel. I imagine what your face would look like if you saw me naked. I started touching myself in your shower, and suddenly the risk of you walking in was even higher, and it turned me on even more. In my head, after you make me come, I want to climb on top of you, kiss you all over, tease the tip of your dick with my tongue. you like that? Would you get down on your knees and worship me? Or would you hold me by my waist and kiss me till I suffocate? Oh, I'd kill for anything from you right now. You know what I'd die for, though? Your dick sliding into me. Desperate. Fuck, I need to come so bad. Fuck, 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 oh God. I'm so close, I'm so close. The thought of you wrapping your arms around me. God. Shit, gods, I totally forgot. Come on, here I am. I hate this phone shit. Wrong times.